Ben Dobbin.
I'm exclusively a free baller.
What can we say?
I'm sorry?
He wheels and he deals. For great deals on wheels, see the team at Southside Auto Auction Springwood. For wholesale cars direct to the public. SouthsideAutoAuctions.com.au.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Dobbo and Margo. This afternoon on the catch-up, look, so much to get through. We've got Friday stuff-ups. This is where we look back at all the mistakes that we've made this week. And can I just say, of featuring mistakes, Margo made a mistake on social media, which we need to point out. Margo put a topless photo of herself up on top, she didn't realise it was in the back of a photo that she put up of Corey on social media, but we'll get into that for you. What did you like on the show today, Dobbo?
Yeah, look, we talked about Wayne Bennett. We've got a Wayne Bennett free zone now after all the goings on today.
Tool of the week. Yeah. Tool
of the week was bloody special as well.
I like Tool of the Week because Margo went hammer and tongs with a listener. Oh, where was it that listener gave it to me? What was that in? We had the Boganometer.
The Boganometer.
Yeah, so we arced up the Boganometer and some jobber rang up and he gave me a bit of a hard time. And so we had a pretty confrontational show today because Margo had a bit of a stoush with one of our listeners. I had a bit of a stoush with one of our listeners. Dobbo was asleep for most of the show, so he didn't have a stoush with anyone. But no, it was a good show, though. We had a heap on there. It's the catch-up, but you'll hear it for yourself if you listen to this, and it's starting for you right now. It is the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker, and I think for the final time this year, we're going to discuss Wayne Bennett now, and then we're just going to put it to rest for the rest of the year, at least, because Dobbo, I noticed on Instagram and all over the television today that you were camped out at Broncos headquarters with, I'm going to say, at least 60 press. Like, it seemed like half of Southeast Queensland's press corps was at Broncos today, and over to you, mate. What went down?
Well, I'm one of the first and I'm one of everybody, and I'm going to say now that if you'd asked me at 11:30 today, Wayne Bennett would have resigned from the Brisbane Broncos and headed to the Rabbitohs. He did a press conference at 12 o'clock where he renewed his commitment to remain at the Brisbane Broncos for the 2019 season.
So, mate, well, was everybody there because everybody was expecting, mate, that he was about to resign?
I'll tell you, and I'm not going to lie to you guys. Look, we got this wrong in the sense of we reported that he was going and that he's staying. But I already had a commitment that I was interviewing Anthony Seibold this afternoon for Channel 9. Anthony Seibold has arrived in Brisbane today. He is coming up here today. He was speaking tonight.
Was he speaking tonight and was he going to talk to you tonight for Channel 9 News?
For Channel 9 News.
In the capacity as
the
Broncos,
new Broncos coach. So there was a press conference going to be held.
This afternoon.
We'd been briefed this afternoon at 4 o'clock, which would have Carl Morris, Paul White and Anthony Seibold. Everybody was of the... Wayne backflipped. Wayne was contracted for 2019. It was Wayne's choice. I can tell you, Jason Demetrio had to sit down his family last night and tell him that they were moving to Sydney, and he had his girls in tears because they loved living in Brisbane and he was going to South Sydney as assistant coach. That's how far this got, that everybody thought the deal was done. South Sydney thought the deal was done. There was only one person who could change this, and he did. He's contracted to Brisbane. He was contracted to Brisbane. And he chose to honour his contract, and he's staying in Brisbane. Now,
would it be fair to say, Dobbo, that he led everyone down the path of at least believing that he was going to leave and go to South Sydney? And then,
well, he told South Sydney he was coming.
Unbelievable.
But he told a shareholder, my sources tell me, that he told a shareholder at News Corp that he wasn't going and he was staying.
Right.
So nobody knew what the truth was other than Wayne. No one knew in that moment what Wayne was going to do. Until he did it.
What a circus. What an absolute circus.
Why is he doing this, Dobbo?
Oh, well, I think it's a bit of a... I think he likes Brisbane. I think he has decided, you know, it was handled... His hand was forced that he's no longer going to be in Brisbane. And I think he's going to honour his contract. And I think part of it is to... There's a little bit of spite. I think that he thinks that, you know what? I'm contracted. I'm going to see it out. South Sydney would have given him the exact same money that he was on in Brisbane.
Oh, really?
Jason Demetri, yep, exactly the same. It wasn't any less. They were going to pay him exactly what he was. There was an issue around his staff, some of his staff, his strength and conditioning and his all that. But you know what? I've spoken to Wayne afterwards, and I've spoken to Anthony Seibold, and both of them have conflicting views on it. But the bottom line is that Wayne Bennett was contracted, and he chose to stay. He did backflip a couple of times. But I'm like you, Luke. If we don't talk about Wayne Bennett and the Brisbane Broncos for the remainder of the year, mate, I'm going to be a happy bloke because I'm over it.
I'm so over it, and I know you guys are way more closely associated with the Brisbane Broncos than I am, but I can speak as just a fan, because that's all I am. I'm a fan since day one, since Wally led the boys out in 1988 against Manly. I was in that crowd, I was there, and I've been a Bronco fan ever since. I'm just about on the verge of saying up yours to the Brisbane Broncos and just becoming a Gold Coast Titans fan, because I'm so sick of it. Because I'm looking here as a rugby league fan, and I'm going... This is no one gives a toss about the fans. Mm. No one in that joint cares about us. They care about themselves. They're spiteful. They don't care if the team suffers for their own individual gain. And I know that might be a fact of life, but just as a fan, it's hard to cop because we haven't exactly had a lot of success in the past 12 years.
Can I ask Margo, and I know you can't give up everything, but if you were a betting person, you would have bet today, like me, that Wayne was going to stand down. Would that be fair to say? Like, and I haven't spoken to you about what you know. Were you of the belief that Siebes was going to be there next year?
In every inch of my body, knew and felt that Wayne was leaving.
Yep.
And that there would be an imminent swap. That's what Souths were led to believe by Wayne.
Well,
that's
Seibold's here.
That's what the Broncos were going to announce this afternoon. So
4 o'clock it was going to be.
I think Wayne's played this to, you know, it's embarrassing for me. It's embarrassing.
I got to say it. Come on the Titans. Yeah. Come on the Titans. Come on the Cowboys. And that is it for Wayne Bennett on this show until next year at least. We're a Wayne Bennett free zone. You're listening to The Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker. Time to hit the phones if you've got a Tool nomination for us. Margo will run the rule over all of your nominations and then crown our champion Tool of the Week nominee, and you'll score yourself a cool prize. So hit the phones right now. Any of you jobbers got a Tool? Dobbo's got his hand up.
Yeah. And look, I promise you I'm not taking pot shots here, but the Queensland government banned grazing of cattle in their national parks 2 years ago to appease the greenies. And what they did was they said, you know, there's special types of varieties of animals in there that we want to protect and everything like that. Well, what happens is when you don't graze the land is you grow a lot of grass and a lot of fuel. And when you get a lightning strike, the sheer mass destruction that goes on from a fire not only eradicates all the speckled feathered parrots and all the green frogs with a yellow dot on it, all that wipes them all out, but it also takes a lot of men and women and people to try and get this fire out, and destroys a lot of grazing country. So you know what? Stop being do-gooders. Start being practical. Let people graze the national parks in a sensible, managed way. Manage the timber, and we won't have this sheer destruction that's going on.
Yeah, mate, we get it.
Government, you are.
You're the Tool of the Week.
We were just starting to transition into AM Dobbo there, weren't we, Margo?
A little bit.
You know? Hey, what you can understand what I'm saying.
No, it makes sense. Yeah, we got the, I think you were saying there's fire hazards or something like that. I tuned out, I'll be honest with you. What do you got, Margo?
Mine's going to go to the real estate agent that felt it would be a good idea to Photoshop the Brisbane River to look like the Gold Coast beaches.
Oh, more than that. If you've seen it, they Photoshopped it to make it look like the Great Barrier Reef. Yeah. I mean, it was crystal blue water.
Crystal blue water. Yeah. However, lo and behold, there is one small section of the river next to the jetty that he forgot to make crystal clear blue, and it is the brown-green colour, which is the true colour of the Brisbane River. So you, my friend, whoever edited that picture, are the tool, my tool of the week.
You're the Tool of the Week.
And I'm giving it to 5 Seconds of Summer. We had the Arias on the other night. These boys, I love them. I reckon they're a great band. I like the fact they play their own music. You know, everyone gives them a bit of hard time because they're a boy band, but they play their own instruments. They write their own songs. I really dig their music.
Real artists.
But what they've got this fake American accent deal going on.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand these Aussies.
They live over there, though, so it's easy to pick up certain afflictions, no?
How many Scottish people...
You would, Margo.
How many Scottish people have you run into here in Australia that have been here for 30 years and they've still got thick Scottish accents, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's heaps of Aussies, like Hugh Jackman's been living over there for 20 years. He doesn't come back here and talk like a tosser.
No.
These guys have been over there for... You know what? Give them a
5
year.
5 minutes.
Yeah, and they can't. Anyway, have a listen to these boys.
I think because we moved away at 16 and 17, we moved to England, so that affected our accents when we were younger. Our accents have evolved over time, but it goes back and forth, and it's just a big mess of, you know, singing voices change, you know, your accent changes because we've lived away for nearly 7 years, so.
Well, whatever, mate.
Seven years, maybe.
You're
the tool of the week.
Hey, there are our nominations. Maybe you got one of your own. Hit the phones. Great prize up for grabs. We'll take your calls and crown our champion next. Okay, we've had our go. Now it's your turn. And why don't we start? Well, let's go to Narang to start this afternoon. Phillip's giving us a call. Who's your nomination for Tool of the Week, Phil?
Oh, a guy in a grey Amarok. It's about 6 o'clock yesterday morning. I was going from Narang to Coomera. I merged onto the highway and this guy went past me towing a wheelie bin.
Yeah.
And I followed him up the highway, and he's weaving in and out of the traffic until he got after the where the speed cameras are on the Smith Street overpass.
Yeah,
just after there, and one of the wheels exploded on the wheelie bin, and it all went to tears from there.
Yeah, nominate him, mate.
Mate, you are my tool of the week.
Good on you, Philip.
I've got a different nomination. I'm nominating Phil as tool of the week for not video recording it.
Yes, because
that would have been great vision. But thanks, Phil. Let's go to Ian from Birkdale. Mate, what do you got? Who's your nomination?
Well, mate, I know you won't probably like this, but I just want to... I'm an AFL fan. I'm from down from Tassie, living up here lately. But anyway, I reckon the Brisbane Broncos, the club, is bigger than the individual, and the hierarchy, the CEO and the chairman, they ought to have a good look at themselves.
Yeah. Oh, mate, you
know, they're the Tories of the week for me, anyway.
Mate, you're not going to get I don't think you'll get an argument from either one of us, any of us on this team. We're sick of it.
It's just a disgrace for rugby league altogether now up here. Everyone's having a laugh about it, you know? It's ridiculous.
What about you, Margo? Look, I've just declared earlier in the show, I don't think I can support the Broncos for season 2019 because of exactly what Ian from Birkdale's saying, that they're putting the individual ahead of the club and ahead of the supporters. You are a Bronco, you know, you're family there. So what about you?
I think it definitely puts a bit of a bad taste in everybody's mouth and everyone's really disappointed in how this has fared. But I still remain on my point, Luke, and I have to disagree with you. I don't think this is the fault of administration. I think this is the fault of the media, and I think this is the fault of Wayne Bennett.
Paul White and Carl Morris have maintained always
that Wayne Bennett had a job for 2019.
I think you're a bit too much in love with the Broncos too, Margo. Nah, it's a bit better than that.
Well, she's getting a paycheck, though, in her defense. Well,
no, but Paul White and Carl Morris have always maintained that was the case. How do you see it differently, Ian?
Well, the club is stronger. You know, if you let an individual run your club, you can do anything you want to do.
Yeah, but Wayne Bennett is a very individual.
He was. You know, you can look at the greats of the AFL coaches. They've all got to go sometime. Like Lee Matthews is a general example of AFL.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to move on.
Yeah.
So who are you nominating, Ian? The Broncos or?
What's that?
No, who's your tool of the week?
He's giving it to the Broncos hierarchy.
The people that run the Broncos.
You're the tool of the week.
I liked Ian and you going for it. I could listen to that all day. But John from Moggle, bring us home, mate. Who's your nomination for tool of the week?
Spotless Stadium, for not being so spotless.
In Western Sydney, right?
Yeah, it was having all the plastic cups all over the pitch after they had that concert.
Is it called Spotless Stadium and it's a pigsty? That's funny.
Yeah, irony.
Okay.
Spotless was a cleaning company anyhow.
Yeah. Let's crown him Tool of the Week.
You're
The tool of the week.
Okay, Margot, I'm taking it out of your hands today.
You can have it because I know who you're going to give
it to. Okay, we got Phil with the wheelie, Ben, funny story. We got John from Moggle with Spotless Stadium, but I got to give it to Ian. He made some bloody good points while he was shoving it up your jumbie, and I liked it. As entertainment value, I just dug what he was on about. So, mate, you have picked yourself up a double pass to head off to see Dracula's new show. It's called Nine Pints. Apparently, it's really awesome, and you can get tickets at draculas.com.au. That's the way we do Tool of the Week. Interesting story in the paper today about an airline. And so there's this chick on the airline, and the captain has to do like an announcement, or the air hostesses, they get on. And they're talking to this little girl. She's this cute little girl. She only looks like she's about four or something like this. But her name is Absidy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's spelled A, B, C, D.
E.
Is that what it is?
A, B, C, D, E.
Absidy. And anyway, so the airline hostess gets up and she sees some girl that's got a name A, B, C, D, E. Honestly, I wouldn't know to pronounce that Absidy.
No. Well, is it all in capitals?
I don't know.
Uppercase, lowercase?
All I know is they started laughing. The airline chicks start laughing, and the little girl got all shy and had her feelings hurt. She want to get used to it, don't you reckon, Dobbo? Because I'd imagine there's a few people that are going to have that drama throughout the course of her life.
Yeah, I feel for this young girl. But you know what? It shouldn't be her that's punished.
No, it should be the parents.
Somebody find the parents. Like, you know, jail time would be sufficient.
It's a good clip across the ears.
What do you do? Do you chuck him into Bogan jail? Like, should we just have a jail for Bogans? And you just go, look, mate, you called your kid A, B, C, D, E. I'm sorry, mate, but you got 2 years in Bogan prison. You know, head off you go now.
It's like these people that name their kids after, like, American icons.
Shut up, Dobbo. Shut up.
Hey, have we got the Boganometer? We've got a unique piece of radio technology that no other radio show in the world possesses, only our show, and it is called the Boganometer, and it determines if your kid has got a Bogan name or not. We've got it arced up in the studio. Let's whack this through the Boganometer. A, B, C, D, E, Absidy is a name. Let's find out definitively if it is a Bogan name. Let's have a listen. Of course it is.
Yeah, 100% roll
goal. Bogan all day long. Hey, we should open the phones. If you've got a name you sus on, it doesn't have to be your kid's name. It just might be someone you know. But if you want to know if you've got a Bogan name on your hands, hit the phones right now. 132710 is our number here at Gold 92.5. We've wheeled in our unique piece of radio technology, the Boganometer.
I love this.
Yeah, it's the piece of machinery, if you're not familiar with it, that determines if a name is a Bogan name or not.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like the Boganometer because you guys always run my kids through the Boganometer's name and it always deems them to be Bogan-like.
Well, if the shoe fits.
Well, if I remember correctly, you blew up the Boganometer once. With your kids' names. But anyway, look, Shannon has given us a call from Tugan. He's got a name he wants to run through the Boganometer. What do you got for us, mate?
Oh, it's one you have to hear a lot. We used to have to hear a lot on the radio and stuff. And it's Cora Lee.
Oh. Yes. Oh, I'm with you, Shannon.
Hang on a second.
Coralie.
Mate, there's a little thing. First of all,
who names their kid after a fish? Coral trout.
Okay. Well, hang on. Margot, you're attacking the name. This guy's attacking me. This guy's saying I talk about my daughter too much on the radio is what his go is. And, mate, let me just point out to you. There's a little thing called a radio doll, and you might want to consider using it.
Mate, I've changed it that many times. You keep popping up different places, mate.
You can't get away from him, mate. He's everywhere. And when you go home, mate, and you think, finally the radio's off and you turn on the TV, he's there again.
Oh, I know, and he's worse when you can see him.
It must be hell, mate. You don't have to ring back, mate.
You don't have to ring back.
Hey, well, mate, I'm all for it. So this guy reckons that Cora Lee is a Bogan name. This total numbnut from Tugan called Shannon. Okay, now let's I could tell, mate. I get a vibe through the radio. Let's run it through the Boganometer and see what we think of Cora Lee as a Bogan name. Let's have a listen. No, so
of
course,
it's
an approval, mate.
Of course,
it does.
It broke.
And it broke. Get off my phone.
Get off.
Get off
here. Go away, Shannon.
Go and listen to those boars on Hot Tomato.
Call back anytime, Shannon.
Go, mate, go tell you what. Save yourself the drama of listening to stories about Coralie. Go and listen to the fake laughter on Hot Tomato. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Who else have we got there? Bruce from Pimpama, mate. Have you got a name you want to run through the Boganometer?
Yeah, it's not so much the first name, but the last name. I worked with a woman years ago. Her last name was Crack.
Really? Crack.
K-R-A-P-P or C-R-A-P?
C-R-A-C-K. Crack.
Crack. Oh, Crack.
Oh.
Is she on it or?
Oh, come on, Margo. You don't know that.
Yeah, no, but you could use that a number of ways. I won't say her first name, obviously, but, yeah. A woman with a name like Crack as a last name, it doesn't go down well, and I think it should be put through the Boganometer.
Okay. Sure. All right. We're running. I don't know that we've ever run a surname through the Boganometer before. Let's have a listen, see if Crack is a Bogan surname.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out it is. Hey, that's a tough childhood, I reckon, going through with Crack as your surname. Hey, thanks for your call, Bruce. Appreciate it.
See you later. Bye-bye. Good on you.
Luke Dobbo, Margot Parker, who just celebrated 10 years anniversary with Corey last night, which is awesome. Honestly, I think I take my hat off to you. I think it's fantastic. But what happened was you put up like this Instagram story yesterday. It's gone now from your Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
One of the girls from sales came and saw me and said, Luke, you've got to have a look at this. Margot's put something up about Corey. But she hasn't paid attention to what's going on in the background of the shot.
Oh.
And so.
It's a daisy.
What it is there's a sneaking suspicion.
Have you got it there?
Yes, yes. I do. There's a sneaking suspicion around the office here at Gold 92.5 that, because what Corey's doing is in the Instagram story, he is unraveling a present.
Yeah.
Okay. And then at one stage, he leans back. And when he leans back, he reveals a photograph that's up on the cabinet at the back at your place. There's a sneaking suspicion amongst the people that work here at Gold that the photo in the frame is a topless photo of Margot Parker.
Oh, it is.
It is too. It is. Right next. It is. It's 100% right next to Corey's bed.
There it is.
That was a glamour shots photo shoot I did. For one of our other anniversaries, I got one of those glamour shots photo shoots done and I gave it to him as a gift.
So you've accidentally put it up on Instagram.
That's funny. I look good, but.
So did you go and get a topless photo taken?
I was in like lingerie.
Yeah, I could see you wearing bottoms in this. Like, it looks like you're wearing...
Can you see it that much?
Well, I've had a look.
I didn't even realise.
You can see you're wearing underpants, but you're wearing no top. And then there's this sultry-looking photo of a topless Margot Parker.
Oh.
And it was in the background of your photo that you put up on Instagram.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you meant like when I was... Because when I was taking that video, I was in a T-shirt and underwear. And we have mirrored cabinetry behind... So I'm freaking out thinking when you said that there was like a mirror, it might have been the current version of myself.
No.
In the background. But that's all right. That's a hot version of me when I was about 10 years ago.
Is that from 10 years ago?
Yeah, when I was about 30 kilos lighter.
So Dobbo, do you reckon it's weird that Margot's got a topless photo of herself in her bedroom?
It's Corey's. He's put it there, not me.
Yeah, well, Margot.
That's his side of the bed.
Yeah, but she hasn't taken it down, Dobbo.
Yeah, but Margot, like, why would you want that with your kids? And
I
you know,
commemorate how great I looked at one point.
How do you think your kids feel when they waltz into...
Mate.
When they waltz into mum and dad's room and there's a topless photo of mum sitting on the cabinet?
He'd be like, how good is dad that he celebrates our mother and that he loves her so much?
Okay, well, let me...
They'd see worse on MTV, Channel V, I reckon, in some of those film clips.
Margot, would you want to walk into your parents' bedroom and see a topless photo of your mother?
No.
No. So your kids are probably exactly... Dobbo, would you want to
That's what I am concerned about. You know, they've already got an uphill battle with their names and now they've got to go in there and deal with seeing their mum with...
Yeah. How about you worry about parenting your own kids instead of worrying about me parenting
my
kids? My
two are doing
Thank you very
bloody
much.
Fantastic.
Margot, I'm thinking of a way. I'm thinking of a way of making this all about me. Am I, with your permission, able to put this on my Instagram to see if anyone wants to see it?
I yeah, that's fine. But I love that you've screenshot it because now it's in your phone and you have an image, half naked image of me on your phone.
Okay.
And I know that that's not. Well, not on purpose.
I did have to study it a little, I'll be honest with you. Hey, it's the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker. We are on the hunt for the best fish and chip shop here on the Gold Coast. Going to crown it before 6 o'clock. And coming up after 5, your chance to win $5,000 with AJ Bridge and Spider's $5,000 secret sound. And everyone's favourite segment, Friday stuff-ups. All the mistakes we've made this week. We'll wrap them up in one hilarious package for you. And it's coming up real soon on Gold 92.5. Luke Dobbo, Margot Parker, who just celebrated 10 years anniversary with Corey last night, which is awesome. I take my hat off to you. I think it's fantastic. But what happened was you put up like this Instagram story yesterday. It's gone now from your Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
One of the girls from sales came and saw me and said, Luke, you've got to have a look at this. Margot's put something up about Corey, but she hasn't paid attention to what's going on in the background of the shot.
Oh.
And so...
it's a daisy.
What it is there's a sneaking suspicion...
have you got it there?
Yes, I do. There's a sneaking suspicion around the office here at Gold 92.5 that... because what Corey's doing is in the Instagram story, he is unravelling a present.
Yeah.
Okay. And then at one stage, he leans back... and when he leans back, he reveals a photograph that's up on the cabinet at the back at your place. There's a sneaking suspicion amongst the people that work here at Gold that the photo in the frame is a topless photo of Margot Parker.
Oh, it is.
It is too. It is. Right next. It is. It's 100% right next to Corey's bed.
There it is.
That was a glamour shots photo shoot I did. For one of our other anniversaries, I got one of those glamour shots photo shoots done and I gave it to him as a gift.
So you accidentally put it up on Instagram.
That's funny. I look good, but.
So did you go and get a topless photo taken?
I was in like lingerie.
Yeah, I could see you wearing bottoms in this. Like, it looks like you're wearing...
can you see it that much?
I've had a look.
I didn't even realise.
You can see you're wearing underpants, but you're wearing no top. And then there's this sultry-looking photo of a topless Margot Parker.
Oh.
And it was in the background of your photo that you put up on Instagram.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you meant like when I was... because when I was taking that video, I was in a T-shirt and underwear. And we have mirrored cabinetry behind... so I'm freaking out thinking when you said that there was like a mirror, it might have been the current version of myself.
No.
In the background. But that's all right. That's a hot version of me when I was about 10 years ago.
Is that from 10 years ago?
Yeah, when I was about 30 kilos lighter.
So, Dobbo, do you reckon it's weird that Margot's got a topless photo of herself in her bedroom?
It's Corey's. He put it there, not me.
Yeah, well, Margot.
That's his side of the bed.
Yeah, but she hasn't taken it down, Dobbo.
Yeah, but Margot, like, why would you want that with your kids? And
I
you
want
know,
to commemorate how great I looked at one point.
How do you think your kids feel when they waltz into...
mate.
When they waltz into mum and dad's room and there's a topless photo of mum sitting on the cabinet?
He'd be like, how good is dad that he celebrates our mother and that he loves her so much?
Okay, well, let me...
they'd see worse on MTV, Channel V, I reckon, in some of those film clips.
Margot, would you want to walk into your parents' bedroom and see a topless photo of your mother?
No.
No. So your kids are probably exactly... Dobbo, would you want to
That's what I am concerned about. You know, they've already got an uphill battle with their names and now they've got to go in there and deal with seeing their mum with...
Yeah. How about you worry about parenting your own kids instead of worrying about me parenting
my kids?
My two
are doing bloody
much.
Fantastic.
Margot, I'm thinking of a way of making this all about me. Am I, with your permission, able to put this on my Instagram to see if anyone wants to see it?
Yeah, that's fine. But I love that you've screenshot it because now it's in your phone and you have an image, half-naked image of me on your phone.
Okay.
And I know that that's not... Not on purpose.
I did have to study it a little, I'll be honest with you. Hey, it's the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker. We are on the hunt for the best fish and chip shop here on the Gold Coast. Going to crown it before 6 o'clock. And coming up after 5, your chance to win $5,000 with AJ Bridge and Spider's $5,000 secret sound. And everyone's favourite segment, Friday stuff-ups. All the mistakes we've made this week. We'll wrap them up in one hilarious package for you. And it's coming up real soon on Gold 92.5.
Yes, it's that time of the week again.
Yeah, for a bloody ripper.
Time for Friday stuff-ups.
Well, we do love this time of the week. This is when we look back at all the mistakes we've made throughout the course of the week. And producer Nick, he gets all of this stuff together, all the material. I don't know if he's had a busy week because I honestly don't know if we've made that many stuff-ups. I do think I'm going to feature this week.
You always feature, Luke.
So do you, Margo. You're starting to feature a lot
more.
Well,
you guys always like to pick on me and pick out all the such positive things that I contribute.
There's a word called plethora. Look it up, Margo. Anyway, over to you, producer Nick. What mistakes have happened on the show this week, mate?
Yeah, look, your 100's pretty good there, mate. But I'll tell you what, I want to take you guys back to yesterday. Something sort of crossed my mind as we were talking about themed names in families. And Margo, you learnt something special here, didn't you?
This is a classic. This is
This could be an all-time great.
This is one of my favourite moments of the year.
I did this one just specifically for Friday's.
Margo, the judge,
BS.
Margo.
Absolute BS. Can I set this up, Nick? Okay, so Margo was telling us how she's got a theme with all of her kids' names, and the theme that she's got with all of her kids' names is that they're all cool American names. Like Wiley, Memphis, River, and Jagger. You know, after that famous American, Mick Jagger. Have a listen. What about, they might be just going for a theme with their kids. Have you ever seen that in a family where you go for themes with the names of your kids? Like,
yeah, me. I did that.
What was your theme,
Margo? Well, American, you know, like cool American, kind of like Memphis is Memphis, Tennessee in America. Right. Wiley Cash, like Johnny Cash, Jagger, Mick Jagger. Stop. Like it was just sorry, like cool American star names.
Are you aware that Mick Jagger is not American?
He's British.
Yeah, but you're going for cool American names.
Okay, well, like moves like Jagger, Maroon 5.
Okay, well, hang on. Whoa.
Jagger's a cool name.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, not your finest there, Margo.
But, funny.
That's right.
I hope we've fixed up your geography just a little bit more. Now, I think we'll leave you alone here because the rest of the segment's actually dedicated to one man, Luke Bradnam. Luke, you've been known to roll out a certain joke every time a caller of a certain nationality calls through, but just once, the caller beat you to the punch here.
Right. This is a Kiwi joke.
Did you hear his accent, Luke?
No. What's his accent?
He's a Kiwi.
Yeah, go on, say it.
Are you from New Zealand?
I hear you.
You're from New Zealand, Ken?
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
Good man listens to the show. Yeah, that's what we like to hear.
It's still quality, mate. It's still quality.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
And, finally, this is actually a double that you hit us with, and this is more about you just being observant and remembering who's around you when you host this show.
Right.
Yeah, you opened up a break the other day and you may have forgotten about someone.
Gold 92.5, the Rush Hour, Luke, Libby and Dobbo. Your chance to win a cool prize coming up pretty soon.
Yep.
Libby left in March, mate. Libby left in March.
Dobbo, I'm still remembering the good old days. That's what happened there, mate. That's all.
I know. They were great days as well when radio was going well.
You're with me? I can't let go of the name because it just reminds me. It was the good old days, right, Dobbo?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, thank you, mate.
Yeah, and so despite the fact Margo was sitting across from you, like literally right there, the good thing is at the end of the break, you managed to correct that mistake by making another one.
The Australian Song of the Year contenders as well. It's all coming up on the Rush Hour with Luke, Libby and Margo Parker on... Oh, what a moron.
That'd be actually a better show. Luke, Libby and Margo Parker. Could you imagine that'd be a cracker?
Hey, Dobbo, you're not laughing as loud.
No,
that actually
Margo,
might get renewed next year.
Margo. Margo, please. Eat your weak beaks, please.
Okay. Hey, look, guys, there you have it. That is how we do Friday stuff-ups, and we'll be back to do it again next week on the show with Luke and Libby.
you think Dobbo's a half-decent auctioneer,
set him down.
You'll love the dealer wholesale cars that go under the hammer at Southside Auto Auctions, Springwood. Southsideautoauctions.com.au.